Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
With the holidays coming up, the numbers are looking strong. The usual suspects, of course, Wicked, Hamilton, MJ, Aladdin, Hell's Kitchen, and Oh Mary! Exclamation point. The new one on the block is Sunset Boulevard. Well, new version of an old one. Another that continues to surprise me is The Great Gatsby. Now, I gave it a positive review when it opened. Few others did, I might add. It's a name, obviously, everyone recognizes. And beware, there is another version coming from Boston that is apparently much less glitzy than this one. And Jeremy Jordan is leaving the current production at the start of 2025. So that might make a difference. Now, I'm also somewhat surprised that Cabaret has done so well. That also had less enrapturous reviews, but it's a familiar name for different reasons. Anyway, bottom line, no one cares about critics. Some of those shows, of course, are family-oriented. And here's one coming for the little ones in the household. Eric Carle's The Very Hungry Caterpillar Show. It's currently in performances with one added called Dream Snow joining the lineup for a holiday engagement. This will run from November 15th to January 5th at the Duke on 42nd Street. In this holiday event, 75 puppets bring four of Eric Carle's iconic stories to life. Now, things are, as usual, a bit darker off-Broadway. Domestic violence is not a theme you might expect from one called Hot House, or maybe you would. But that one is theoretically a climate change play from the Dublin-based Malaprop Theater. It's set aboard a cruise ship taking passengers to the North Pole to, quote, say goodbye to the ice. But this show, which is playing at Irish Arts Center here in Manhattan, is not solely about ecological catastrophe. It's also about self-destruction as learned behavior through generations, the harm that parents do to children who may pass it on to their own children, and the harm that the humans do to the planet. Anyway, not your typical holiday show, but sounds interesting. And on a similar note, In the Amazon Warehouse Parking Lot, yes, that's the title, is about our country being irrevocably transformed by an unspecified event that makes the seas rise. Echoing this instability, the characters in the play, which is running, by the way, at Playwrights Horizons, roam what is left of the country in vans, cars, and RVs, finding employment at a certain tentacular mega corporation. Sounds pretty interesting. Again, that's at Playwrights Horizons, the title In the Amazon Warehouse Parking Lot. And one more in keeping with that theme, in the not-so-distant future, the boundaries between Earth and the cosmos are tested in Walden, W-A-L-D-E-N. That's a new play by Amy Berryman, currently at Second Stage's Tony Kaiser Theater. Centered on estranged twin sisters played by Emmy Rossum, who's known for her role on Shameless, and Zoe Winters, best known for her role on Succession, the story delves into the complexities of sibling rivalry against the backdrop of a world grappling with climate change and our next steps in space exploration. Now, as for stuff coming to our big stages, the screen-to-stage adaptations continue. Slumdog Millionaire, which won the Best Picture Oscar in 2008, is in development for Broadway. And Cyndi Lauper and Teresa Riebeck's musical version of the 1988 film Working Girl, you remember that, with Melanie Griffith, I think Harrison Ford, will get a world premiere at California's La Jolla Playhouse in 2025. La Jolla's Playhouse has been the origin of many plays lately. Performances are going to run there in November, December. The musical has been in the works as far back as 2017, but hey, that's nothing new with theater projects. And Andrew Lloyd Webber's next musical project will be The Illusionist, directed by Jamie Lloyd, who also is the man behind Sunset Boulevard. And yes, Illusionist is sort of based on the movie of the same name. Now, we need to find the good news when and where we can. Well, in Los Angeles, from where I just returned, you might know, the reopening of the Mark Taper Forum is generating great relief and cheer. Sneha Desai, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Center Theater Group's new artistic leader, is making his directorial debut with the company in a new production of American Idiot. That's the rock opera based on Green Day's album. It's had mixed reviews, but locals are just happy that the Taper, the city's most imaginative and daring venue, has come back after a devastated COVID period. And yet another California announcement, a one-woman show about Joan Rivers is just opening in South Coast Repertory and running through November 24th. The world premiere production follows Rivers' career trajectory, her start in New York comedy clubs in Greenwich Village, her off-and-on relationship with the Tonight Show host Johnny Carson, and her own short-lived late-night series and reinvention on Hollywood's red carpets. Anyway, that sounds like fun. A one-woman show, yet another one-character show. There are quite a few lately. This week, the lights will be dimmed on Broadway for Dame Maggie Smith, and a date is set for the dimming of Broadway's marquee lights to honor the memory of Tony-winning actor Gavin Creel, who died on September 30th at the age of 48. Yes, the lights of every Broadway theater will be dimmed for Creel on December 3rd at 6:45 p.m. He will also be honored with a memorial celebration at the St. James Theater on December 2nd at 4 p.m. The event will be open to the public. I have to tell you, I've been to a few of these, and no one does them better than the theater community. So I'll be there. And I'll be seeing three or four things this coming week, including, yep, Sunset Boulevard. I'm ready for my close-up. Anyway, I'll report back next week, so I will see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.